anywhere, anytime, for everyone. This is JRootRadio.com.
Hi, and welcome to Storytime with Rabbi Yitzi Erst.
Hi, everyone. I am your host, Rabbi Yitzi Erst, together with...
me, Yossi, his sidekick. Yay!
At this time, I would like to remind everybody that you are listening to JRootRadio.com. If you would like to listen to us on the telephone, you can listen to us by dialing 712-432-4217. That number again is 712-432-4217. The number to call after the show, after the story that is, to tell us your name and what lesson you learned in tonight's story is
718-683-5858.
Very good, Yossi. And of course, if you'd like to listen to us live or on the archives, you can call 718-506-9099. That number again is 718-506-9099. And just follow the menu if you want to listen to us live or follow the archives. I would also like to take this moment to remind you that JRoot Radio can definitely use your donations. So the address is JRoot Radio, 2829 Nostrand Avenue, Brooklyn, New York, 11229. That address again is JRoot Radio, 2829 Nostrand Avenue, Brooklyn, New York, 11229. And if you would like to text in to ask for information how to sponsor or to how to advertise on JRootRadio.com, the number to text in is 347-927-8398. If you would also like to suggest a story for me to tell, and you'd like to give over all the information and all the details of it, and or possibly the source for it, you may also text in 347-927-8398, and it will be forwarded to me. Yes.
Okay, my turn, Rabbi Herbs. Okay, if anyone is looking to hire Rabbi Yitzi Erbs for either storytelling, Kayach von der Moyach, extreme martial arts demo, whether it be for, Avos Habanim program, your yeshiva, your benos, your Beis Yaakov, whatever, your school, a private party, or a day camp, a bungalow colony, or sleepaway camp. So, of course, the number to call is 718-375-1294. That number again is 718-375-1294. Also, you should be aware, if anybody's interested for information about art lessons, martial arts lessons, perhaps karate, private karate lessons, qigong energy lessons, and so on, you could call also 718-375-1294 for more information. And please be aware that Rabbi Erbs's books are still available in your local Sforum store, along with many of his CDs and a new one, too. And for those CDs that are not in the stores, you could call Rabbi Yitzi Erbs at 718-375-1294, and he will be more than happy to send you a complete list, either by email or fax. Wow, did I get everything in?
I think so. I think we can now start our story.
Okay, so, Yossi, are you ready for the story?
I am. Baruch Hashem, it's air conditioning in here. Woohoo, boy, is it hot outside.
Yes, it is. And Baruch Hashem, we are here live, right?
Yes, we are live. My heart is still beating. You see, listen.
Oh, yes, it is. Okay, so now we have a great story for today. And I just don't know if I ever told it before because, Baruch Hashem is a busy season for me, so I jump from one place to another. And I didn't have a chance. As a matter of fact, I'm going to have to do this whole story Baal Peh.
You mean I can't look in your paper?
No, because I forgot the paper.
You forgot the paper? And then how are you going to tell a story?
Well, you know what's on my papers always, just the name here and there, another few facts here and there, and then the rest, Hashem sends me the rest of the words. So I guess I'll have to rely on Hashem totally tonight.
Oh, you mean like you never do before?
Of course I do, but... there are two kinds of nisim, you know that. There are nisim that are you know, like Nizgala, you know, which you can notice is a nay. So, like, for example, if you walk down the street and a piano suddenly falls and you're looking out, oh, boy, I'm gonna, and then all of a sudden, like, it stops in midair, that's a Nizgala, right? That's right. And then there are nisim that you don't even know about, you know, like nisim nistorim, you know, a hidden nisim.
Like what?
Well, for example, let's say you cross the street like I did today. That's right. And then you, Baruch Hashem, got to the other side.
I did. That's why I'm here.
Yes, I know. And as a result, you don't even realize that maybe two blocks away, there was this car speeding, but a cop stopped him and gave him a ticket. And chas v'shalom, if the cop did not stop him, ma'izash gocha, so then maybe chas v'shalom, I don't want to think about the rest.
Oh, yeah, neither do I. Okay, so you got a good story?
Yes, I do. But of course, I want to remind everybody once again.
No, I'll do the reminding. Okay, so remember again, you know, like the newest CD from UFO Story Series with Master Storyteller Rabbi Yitzi Herbst is out on the market. And it could be listened to during the 3 weeks, according to most postkim, anyways, because it's not real music. It's like just effects, you know, things like that. So it's a great, great, mamish, you know, Shol HaMelech and the Witch. It's unbelievable. Okay, so it's available in your stores now. Some so big supermarkets are selling them also, not just the Swarm stores and things like that. Okay, so now I got that out of the way. So now what do we do now?
Now I tell a story.
What's the name of the story?
Well, I don't remember.
Is that the story?
No. I don't remember the name, so I'm going to have to think again.
Oh, you're going to think again? Okay, is that the name of the story?
No, Yossi, please, if you're quiet for a minute, I could think of the name. Ah, yes, I got the name. You got the wrong guy.
Oh, I'm the wrong guy?
No. You got the wrong guy.
I got the wrong guy? I never got any guy. What are you talking about?
No, you got the wrong guy. That's the name of the story. Oh, you got the wrong guy. It's the name of the story. Get it?
Oh, okay. So how are we starting the story?
Why don't you start?
I don't know the story. I don't see a paper.
So we have to use the gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives. This is a story that happened in the times of the Heilige Tzaddik, known as the Kasav Sofer.
The Kasav Sofer. Avraham Shmuel Benyamin Schreiber. Okay, also known as Sofer, because Schreiber is Sofer in Yiddish.
That's right. Do you know where he lived?
He lived in a house, as far as I know.
Very funny. But where?
Oh, Pressburg.
That's right. Was it the Pressburg in Russia, or the Pressburg in Germany, or Pressburg in
Hungary?
Ah, oh, that's correct. You know, Baruch Hashem, you have your knowledge pretty good.
Yeah, because even though I don't see the paper, I could read your mind.
You could read my mind?
Well, if you let me.
Okay. All right, so what happened next?
Well, what happened next was like this. You didn't tell me yet.
Mm-hmm. So you're not reading my mind so well.
Yeah, oh, if you let me read it, I could do it.
Okay. I'll let you as much as possible. Okay, anyways, what ended up happening was as follows. In this particular town, it was a very chashuv yid. And we're going to call this chashuv yid Shmulek, okay?
Shmulek? How about Zanvalik?
Zanvalik doesn't sound good. Shmulek does. Mechel, the Herschel.
Okay, so let's call him Herschel.
Okay, we'll call him Herschel. Anyways, Herschel was a very well-to-do man.
Well-to-do what? What did he want to do?
No. Well-to-do is another way of saying he was very wealthy. He was a very rich man.
Oh, he was a very rich man?
Yes, he was a very rich man. And he happened to be that he was...
A miser!
No, he was not a miser. Not in the least bit. He was not a miser. No. I'm sorry to tell you that. He was not a miser. Avram Shmuel Binyamin was not a miser.
Avram Shmuel Binyamin is the Kasav Sofer, so he's not the one we're talking about.
You know, you're so right. You caught me. I did a mistake.
Yeah. Oh, but did I do it the right way? I mean, you're older than me. Maybe I should do it nicer.
Well, the 3 weeks started, so we have to watch ourselves much more carefully.
Okay, I'm going to be more careful.
Good. Okay, so the truth be told, Shmulek, but you want him to call Herschel, so we're going to call him Herschel. Herschel was a very interesting person. He was very well-to-do, and no, he was not a miser. He was a very nice person. He was a very big Baal Chesed. As a matter of fact, how about we go visit him?
What year was this?
I think it was in the 1800s.
1800. Wow. Wait a minute. Is that before my time?
A little bit. Okay, anyway, so let's go visit and see what happened.
Okay, I don't see anybody there yet.
No, don't worry, they're coming, they're coming.
Here I am. I'm so out of breath. I was walking and walking, and I was singing and singing, and now I'm going to be talking and talking. Okay, let me knock on the door here and see if this famous tzaddik, who used to be called Shmulek, but because of Yossi, he's been called Hershula. Okay, no, so let me knock on the door. Hello? Anybody there? Hello? Anybody there?
I have a boy. Oh, I see. Somebody's already at the door. What's you doing at the door?
What do you mean what I'm doing at the door? I'm here to collect Sudoka.
Oh, so am I. Is anybody going to answer the door?
I don't know. Maybe you know how to knock a little louder.
All right. Give me a moment. I'll knock louder.
One second, I'm coming. Hey, I'm bum bim bum bim bye, I did bum bum bye bye. Ah, Shalom Aleich, oh, Rabid and Rabid. What can I do for you?
Well, I'm a very poor.
Come inside. And you, sir?
Well, I'm a.
Come inside. So, what can I do for you?
Well, I don't have much money, and I'm such an old person. Nobody wants to hire me to work, and I...
You know what? Go to my kitchen over there. Fradele! Tutz mecha toiva, Fradele! Give this man appreciation, and then after that we'll take his request. And you, sir?
Well, I have to marry off my daughter.
And what do you have? How much money do you have so far?
Well, I could use, you know, some money to buy a pair of shoes.
All right, that's very nice. What else?
And the shoelaces that go with the shoes.
Ah, I see. All right, yeah, no, what's not?
And, you know, it would look nice if I have a beautiful pair of shoes, but it wouldn't look so nice if I didn't have a nice suit to go with the shoes.
Okay, so you need a suit also, yeah, what else?
Well, you know, my wife could use a nice dress.
All right, you need a dress for your wife?
And I need a wedding gown for the collar.
A wedding gown for the collar? Okay, no, what's not? What's not?
And then I need to be able to pay the caterer.
You must not.
In short, I need everything.
Not a problem. Okay, I'm going to give you some money over here. I write you out this banknote here. Okay, you cash it in. Everything is fine. This should cover it. Okay, thank you very much. Okay, El Rabiet, what is my diet, huh? You're hungry, yes?
Yes, I'm very hungry. Thank you so much for helping me.
I would have starved to death. Oh, I'm so happy. Oh, you make me day. You make my day. Oh, I feel so much better now. Oh, Bias me. Oh, I feel so much better. Yo. Thank you. Anyways, what did I do? I don't have penosim. I tell you what, you have now a penosim. Whenever you need money, and you still don't have a job, and you still don't have a way to make money, you come to me, I give you. How about this amount of money here, writing on the bank note, you go to the bank, you cash it, don't worry, no problem. Here you go. What do you say? This is enough to cover you for a month?
But for me, that would cover 3 months.
Whatever. When you need more money, you come back to me, okay? Thank you, son.
And Baruch Hashem, this person, Hershula,
who used to be called Shmulek by Rabbi Erbs, but Hershula by me.
Yes, okay. Anyways, this person, Hershula, was, as you can see, was a very well-to-do person.
That means very rich.
Right. But you don't have to interrupt every second.
Okay, every other second.
But Yossi, it's the 9 days coming around. But really, first is the 3 weeks we just started. You know, we go from the 3 weeks to the 9 days and then to Tisha B'Av.
Oh, yeah, good point. You mean I should start, like, controlling myself somewhat?
Yes, it would be a good idea.
Okay, I'm going to try.
Yes, please do. Anyways, so what happened was as follows. He was a very well-to-do person, indeed he was. But he didn't just do chesed to Yidden. He also did chesed for Goyim too, because he felt it was good to make a big Kiddush Hashem. And being that his businesses were going so well,
that he had so much money, and he understood if Hashem gave him so much money, it was for the purpose of helping others. Because how much can he eat, and how big of a house can he live in, right?
That's right. You got that right. So he realized if he was so rich, and all his businesses are so successful, there must be a good reason. Now, we now move over to a certain guy who, we'll call him Ivan, okay? And Ivan was walking the streets.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Oh, boy. I don't have any luck around here, you know. I'm such a poor guy. I'm trying to find work. And nobody has any work. You know, I'm not so big. I'm not very tall. And I'm not the biggest, strongest guy in the world, you know. So, and I'm not the most educated guy. You know, I'm not edumacated enough, you know. So since I'm not edumacated enough, so therefore people, you know, don't have much work for me. You know, if I was strong and big, you know, then I could do a lot of lifting and things like that. People could use me to store things. Oh, boy, but I don't have nothing.
Watch this, I see. There's a guy walking the street. He looks very sad. His clothing are a little bit ripped over there. What's going on there? What's happening here? Oh, excuse me. What is your name?
Oh, boy, you talking to me?
Yeah, I'm talking to you. You're a nice fella. You look like a nice fella.
Oh, I am a nice fella. I'm a nice poor fella.
You're a nice poor fella. Ah, I'm so sorry to hear that. You mean, like, when you say poor, you mean really poor?
Oh, yeah. I don't have any work. I don't have any money. I'm not doing so well, you know. And you see, I'm not too tall. I'm not too short. I'm just right in between. But I don't have, you know, like, big intelligence, you know, like some of my friends do. And therefore, you know, like, I can't get good jobs, you know. You know what I mean? I'm not even very strong that I can lift heavy packages and things like that, you know. So, but I just can't find any work.
You just found work.
What do you mean, I just found work?
Listen to me. You could be a servant by me, but not a slave, heaven forbid. You know, like the Jewish people say, Chas v'shulam. You understand? However, you know, I'm going to pay you. I'll pay you nice wages. And do you have a place where to stay?
Oh, a place to stay? Not yet, really.
All right, so I tell you what. I'll even give you a small room in my house for you. And you're going to be my living servant, okay? And you don't have to lift very heavy things. It's not that. You know, you'll help me when I need some service. You know, when I need something, you'll help to go to the kitchen. You'll bring me out the meal. You'll be like a waiter sometimes, you know. Whatever I need, you do the little odds and ends. You'll be my servant, okay? And that's what you do, okay? And I pay you, all right?
Oh, you would do that for me? You're such a nice guy.
Well, I'm trying to be what we Jewish people call a mensch, you understand? Everybody has to be a mensch. You verstehst? You understanding what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, I think I get the idea.
All right, come. You come to work for me. It's very, very nice for you to come to work for me. Are you ready to come to work for me right now?
Well, if I come now?
Then I pay you, starting from when you start.
Oh, boy, I can't believe it. I actually got a job. Wow. I'm so happy.
Yeah, but you're going to have to learn some nice Yiddish and Nigunim, okay? No, come, this way. Follow me. Yeah, okay, we're walking. You don't have to run so fast. I don't walk that fast anyways. Come, okay, here's my fancy-schmancy house.
Well, that doesn't look so fancy-schmancy.
I know, it's just right. You know, I don't need so fancy-fancy. It's too much to clean. All right, but I need some extra rooms because I am a Machnes Eurich. You know what that is?
A Machkes Korska?
No, Machnes.
Machnit.
Orach.
Orach. Oh, make all right, yeah? You do it right, man. No, that's not what you mean, huh? I can see that look.
No, that's not what I mean. Machnis Eurech. You understand? I make out all right, Baruch Hashem. You know, that means blessed be God, you understand? I like to have guests sometimes, okay? And that means, you know, maybe you'll make the bed sometimes and things like that.
And so, sure enough, this person named Ivan became the Meshuras, the servant
of Shmulek, who was no longer called Shmulek, but Shmulek, who's now called Herschel. Right. He became Herschel's servant. And everything was going well. And he worked for him for almost a year. And he was eventually able to rent a small little room for himself, because after all, he didn't keep Shabbos, and there were some things that he would like to do that other goyim do on Shabbos, but he can't if he's in a Jewish house. So, therefore, he finally was able to make enough money, put aside, and rent the room for himself. So, whenever he wanted, he could spend in the room that Rabbi Herschel gave him, or he can go and spend his nights in his own little, I guess you want to call it a small room apartment or whatever. And that's exactly what happened.
Until something has to happen to make the story more exciting. So where and when is the thing happening?
It's happening in the main palace of the government's office. Now, there are many versions of this story. And some say it was the governor of Pressburg himself. Some say he was one of the princes of the king. And some say just he was the most highest official around in Hungary. Whatever it is, we'll have to give him a name of some sort.
How about the name Big Shot, right? Balgaiva.
Well, he was a Balgaiva.
So that's a perfect name for him, no?
Well, not exactly. I think we have to give him some sort of a better name.
Okay, like what kind of name could we give him?
Well, we're not going to give him Big Shot. We're not going to call him Balgaiva.
Okay, I got it. Let's call him Shmulek.
No, no, no. He's a Hungarian, and he's not Jewish exactly.
Oh, right. He was a government official. Let's call him Fischl.
No, no, no. Fischl's still a Yiddish name.
Oh, okay. Let's see. La 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 la. La 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 la. I got it. Why don't we call him
No, we can't call him Come on, think of a name. Something nice in Hungarian or something maybe, you know what I mean?
Oh, okay. How about if we call him Rojo?
That's an interesting name, Rojo. Okay, we'll call him Rojo. Rojo was one of the highest officials in the Hungarian government. And one day, he got around to speaking to his cabinet members, I guess his workers under him, or whatever you want to call them.
All right. Now listen here very carefully, yes? Everybody is understanding that I am the highest official here, and the king loves me, yes? Everybody knows that, yes? Okay, so based on the fact that everybody knows that the king loves me, so I say go, yes?
Yeah, sure, yes.
Of course, yeah.
Well, I was just thinking out loud that, you know, I haven't been in Pressburg in quite a while. I want to go there and speak to the people of Pressburg and tell that we did not forget about Pressburg. I want to speak about good things. I want to say wonderful, wonderful things about Pressburg and the wonderful, wonderful things that we plan on doing for Pressburg. What do you say, huh? It sounds like a very good idea. I think so, no?
Yes, whatever you say. If you say we should brush our teeth, we'll brush our teeth also, whatever it is.
You could brush your teeth, you have bad breath anyway. Okay, now I want you to send messengers, you know. They should go to the town of Pressburg, and they should go to the city there, whatever it's called, at Pressburg, and they should make announcements that I'm coming on the same Monday. We will tell them that they have to make the town presentable, honorable for me, you know. I am, what was the name you gave me?
Rojo? Rojo.
Rojo, yeah. My name is Rojo. I don't know where you came up with a crazy name, Rojo. Why couldn't you have Barry or Larry or Harry or Terry or Larry or Terry or Mary? I said, well, all right, whatever. Rojo. Okay, Rojo. All right. In their minds, it sounds Hungarian. Okay, no. What can I do? Yeah, they're the storytellers. I just work here for a living. Okay, anyway, so where are we? What are we doing?
You're about to prepare for your visit.
Ah, yeah. Okay. You go into the town of the Impressburg in advance and tell them.
Yes, sir. Right away, sir. I will do you say, sir. Whatever you say, I will do it. Yes, no problem, sir.
Yeah, so go.
Okay, sir. I'm leaving.
You don't look like you're leaving.
I'm leaving, sir, right now. Goodbye, sir. Salute, sir. Bye-bye, sir. I salute you.
Go already.
All right, I'm going.
And sure enough, he went to town and he came on his horse.
And then he started to cry.
Why was he crying?
I don't mean cry over tears. You know, people that shout out loud, it's called crying.
Oh, that kind of crying. You're right. So he cried out loud, "Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye! Rojo, the Mosaic official from the government, is he going to come to visit? Please, you must make sure that the town is ready to accept with great honor this man who is the highest highest official to the king. Okay."
Oliva is me. Oskahaya, did you hear what's going on?
Ja, ich hab fein gehört. Yes, I heard very well. It sounds like the highest official is going to come. That must be Rojo. Rojo is nicht in seine friend, if you understand. He's not the most friendliest guy around, you know. He's
a big ball guy, Minik. Ich weiß. I know. He's a very big ball guy, Minik. Yes, and he doesn't like us too much.
No, I guess not. So we'll just make the town very presentable.
And so, sure enough, they went to the Heilige Tzaddik, the Kesav Soife, Rav Avrom Shmuel Binyamin. They went to him, and they said,
"Sure, that's the story. So the Rojo guy is coming to visit us. So we have to make everything COVIDic. What should we do that we shouldn't get him angry?"
Well, first of all, in my opinion, I really think that everybody here should show up in his honor, dress nicely, and everybody should make sure the streets in front of the houses are clean in case he parades through. And I believe that all of the parnasses, all of the balei chesed, the Rosh Kehila, all of them should be sitting on the head table next to him. And I believe that our officials should get together with the rest of the town officials and chip in to build this humongous platform for him in the middle of the town square. And this way, he will have the proper dignity, the proper honor that is coming to him. And if he does, everything will be fine.
In the meanwhile, somebody was overhearing what was going on.
"And so, being that you ain't from the Reicher Mansion, you're the panis, you're the biggest panis in the ganze town, in the ganze Stutu, you know, this whole city here, this ganze Stettel city, whatever you want to call it, Pressburg, you are the biggest one, so you are going to sit on the head table. Okay, sounds like a good idea. You aware?"
"I guess so. I'm not having any problem with this. I don't mind. Yes, sure, nicht kein problem. Okay, very good. I see you there. Bye-bye. Ah, it's gewaltig. All right, Herzog C. Ivan, come here."
Yeah, sure. What is it?"
"Listen, we're having a very special visit in town. So, you know, I don't bother you too much things, you know. And if you do a real good job, I give you a bonus, you know what I'm saying? Just in case he comes to visit my house or whatever it is, I would like you should make my house look very nice. Clean up in the front, clean up in the inside. Make it look very nice.
You do a very good job. I'm going to go over and give you a bonus. What do you say?
Oh, you do that for me? That's so great. I'll start cleaning up right now.
And sure enough, he began cleaning.
But while he was cleaning, he started to have some strange thoughts in his head.
Well, here I am, a poor person. Yeah, it's true. This is this guy Herschler. This guy Herschler, he treats me very nicely. Very, very nicely. I'm so happy. But, you know, he still just pays me the minimum wage. So he's going to give me a bonus because I'm going to work extra hard. So what? Big deal. But I'm not rich like him. I would love to have a lot of money. I would love to be on my own. I love to start my own business. I love to have people working under me. But how am I going to do that? I don't got no money. I just don't got enough money. I managed to get some money to set aside and rent a small apartment. But, you know, still takes a long time for me to save up so much money. Because, you know, when I'm off and I go, you know, Friday night, I got to go to the bar, drink a little bit and get a little bit, like the Jewish people say, a little shikha, a little drunk. Yeah, that's what I got to do. But, you know, I got a big, major problem here. So I don't know what to do. How am I going to get rich, you know, working like this? You know, and nobody wants to hire me for anything else. This guy Shmuel was very nice to me. And wait a minute. Just a minute now. I thought I overheard something. This guy Herschel. Did I say Shmulek? I meant Herschler. Herschler. This guy Herschler. This guy Herschler.
I try to remember his name is now Herschler, okay?
Okay. I mean, first he's called a Shmulek. Then he's called a Herschler. You expect me to not get mixed up with something?
All right, I forgot. You don't have so much intelligence. Like your friends. Your friends are smarter than you.
Yeah, they are. They got better jobs than me. Okay, anyways, so what do I do now?
You do the next part. You start thinking.
Could I do that? Because I'm not too smart.
When I say you're not too smart, it means you've not got the most highest education. But it doesn't mean that you're not smart at all.
Oh, I got some brains.
You have to have some brains.
Oh, okay. So I was thinking. What am I thinking about?
Come on, remember your lines.
Oh, yeah, okay. Oh, yeah, I know what I was thinking about. Wow, that this guy, Rojo, he's coming to town. He's one of the most highest officials. I can't imagine he's going to come with an empty pocket. He's probably going to come with a big, stuffed wallet. Yeah, a wallet stuffed with a lot of money. Yeah, wow, yeah. Now imagine if he lost his wallet somehow, and it found its way in my pocket, and then he left our town. Then I would have all this money, and I could start my own business. And just to make sure they don't get suspicious, I would move out of Pressburg, I'd move somewhere else, and then use the money there, and make up a whole bunch of lies, say how I got the money. Nobody would suspect a thing. Yeah, but how am I going to get that money? How am I going to get out of his pocket? I have to think about that. Maybe something will come to me on the day when he comes.
And sure enough, the day when he was supposed to come got closer and closer. And finally, Monday came, and trumpets were blowing. And other forms of trumpets were blowing. And of course, soldiers are marching in. And they were marching in, followed by chariots. Or I guess wagons. Probably didn't have chariots in those days. They probably had wagons, right?
Yeah, like big carriages, you know, not for babies, but, you know, the carriages that carried, you know, the dignitaries, the officials. All right, and and I could just see it now, the fancy gold-trimmed carriage where the official is coming from, right? You like that carriage for yourself, huh, Rojo?
Yes, I like it very much. It fits me very much. Okay, so I'm in this fancy carriage, right?
That's right, you're in the fancy carriage, and now you're taking the carriage, and you're coming to the center of the square, and, of course, you're sticking out your hand through the window. That's right.
What am I doing?
You're waving to all the people.
Oh, yeah. Hi, everybody. Shalom aleichem. Oh, no, that's what Jewish people say. How are you doing? How are you doing?
Oh, that's what that's what you say.
That's what I say. We're all mixing up over here.
Come on, guys. Get your parts right.
All right. I have my path right. How are you? I don't say Shalom Aleichem. That's your line. Right, that's my line. And your line. Your line, Rabbi Epps.
Yeah, my line too. Okay, just continue, please.
Yeah. How are you?
And finally, the parade came to the center of the town. And, of course, Roja was informed that he has a special room in the local motel that was all cleaned up special and made bekovedik for a dignitary such as Rojo. And Rojo, after everything was settled in, he came to the platform that was set up.
Ah, this looks very nice. I like what I see here. Oh, unbelievable. This is nice. Oh, fancy schmancy. Oh, look at the decorations around. Very nice. I'm very proud of you people. Okay, now that everything is here just right, now the next thing, I guess, is for me to get up and make a speech. But you have to announce me.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I please have your attention, please? If you don't mind, we have over here the greatest dignitaries of the countryside, and we have here the official that is like the second to the king. Very, very hush of a person. And he is here, and he wishes to address the crowd. Thank you. Let's give your undivided attention to Rojo, the great minister.
And Rojo came up to the platform, and he began to speak, and he was trying to explain all the good things that he does.
And so, I make sure the garbage is picked up. This has to do with mine office, you know. Everything is done through my office. Your taxpaying money goes to good things.
And he kept going on and on.
And in the future, I will make sure things get better for the town.
And he spoke for over an hour. And some people were falling asleep. One person in particular in the front row fell into a deep sleep that he began snoring.
Peanut butter jelly sandwich.
And the snoring got so loud.
And they kind of got the attention of Rojo. And Rojo turned.
Excuse me, pardon me, but I'm speaking and you are snoring.
I'm sorry, sir, but the man next to me fell asleep.
Ah, sleeping, eh? Do me a favor. Wake him up.
I'm sorry, sir, with all due respect. You were the one that was speaking. You put him to sleep. You have to wake him up.
Excuse me?
Oh, just kidding. Okay, wake up, sir.
Sorry.
And after he finished the speech, he started to lean over to the crowd. And he was shaking the people's hands who were congratulating.
Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, it's such a pleasure to hear such wonderful things from you. Oh, this is so nice.
Wow, I can't believe that you do such nice things for Pressburg. We're so happy that you came.
And, of course, the crowd was pretty much crowded around him. And suddenly, Ivan saw an opportunity.
Oh, boy. Everybody is squeezing around him and he's shaking hands and he's talking to the people. He wouldn't even notice. I'm so small and I'm so skinny. I got an idea. I'll squeeze between this guy here. And squeeze between this guy over here. And this guy over here. Oh, here I am. Right next to me. Doesn't even notice. And the guards are not even looking this way. I'll just slip my hand into his pocket like this over here and pull out his wallet. I got it, put it in my pocket. Okay, and now let me just make my way out of here.
Alright, I think I shook enough hands. You know, there's so many hands I'm shaking over here. I better check nothing went into my pockets, you know what I mean? I'm carrying a big wallet with a lot of money over here. Let me check my pockets and... Oh, no, I don't like this, what I see over here. Uh-oh, we got problem here. Somebody take my wallet.
Sir, maybe you dropped your wallet.
I didn't drop my wallet. You see it anywhere on the floor?
No, sir, I don't.
That's right, because I didn't drop it. Somebody pickpocketed me. All right, listen to me, soldiers. This is a very serious matter. I had a wallet with lots and lots of money in it. Now you listen to me, everybody here. Everybody listen here carefully. Somebody stole my wallet. But nobody's going to get away with it to steal from me, the highest official here, in Pressburg, in the Ganser. I don't speak Yiddish. What's going on here? What am I speaking Yiddish?
I don't know. Rabbi Erbs, why is he speaking Yiddish?
Because he's reading the wrong papers.
But you forgot the papers.
No wonder why he's making mistakes. He forgot the papers.
No, you forgot the papers.
Well, he forgot the papers.
Well, all the papers were forgotten. You're on your own.
All right. Now you listen to me. I want the soldiers here to block every street. Nobody in, nobody out. I want their money found. I want my wallet found. And there must be a search done over here. Do you understand? There's supposed to be a heavy search here. I don't want no street unturned. You don't find it in the street, you start searching the houses one by one. And when I have the person found who stole my wallet, I will have him hung by the neck until he's dead on Thursday.
Oh, boy, this is not good. Hope no Yid stole it.
In the meanwhile, this guy Ivan started thinking, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, this is not very good. They're going to do a house-to-house search. They'll find the money on me. They'll hang me on Thursday. I don't want to die. Wait a minute. You know what? Let me go back to my master's house. Yeah, I'm going to go back to Herschel's house. Okay, I'm back to the house. Let me open the door. Okay, nobody sees me. Where can I put this money? Well, he won't find it. Wait, this one package that he doesn't wear now. He wears it only on Shabbos. Yeah, I'll stick the money in that package. Yeah, let me go. Boom. You know, they'll find it here, and they'll arrest him, and they'll hang my boss instead of me. But that means I'll be out of a job. But at least I'll be alive. I'll find the job somewhere else. Yeah, that's what I'll do. But I don't want to die. I don't want to die.
Ah, that guy is very bad. He doesn't have a chorus on time. Ah, shame. Have Herschel had Rachmanis on him, and look what he goes and does. Chitzpah.
Meanwhile, the police were conducting a house-to-house search. They were knocking on doors.
Open the door in the name of the lower. Are you going to open the door or not?
Yes, I'm coming. 1 second, I open the door. Oh, Shalom Aleichem, we'd like a cup of tea, we'd like coffee, what we like?
We'd like to search your house, please, if you don't mind.
Okay, help yourself.
And sure enough, they were doing a house-to-house search, conducting a search here, conducting a search there, all over the place they were searching. Meantime, they found nothing, and finally they're up to Herschel's house.
1 second, I'm coming. Shalom Aleichem. Wait a second, I didn't like that door. Let's reverse that. Let's wind up.
What kind of door do you want him to have?
I want to have a door like this. That I like better. Okay. Now, what can I do for you?
We come here by the order of the highest official, Rojo. And we are here to go and look around. And we're going to find whatever is supposed to be found. Okay? So stand aside. I'm going to do this. Yes. Okay. Well, you don't mind. Stand aside. We're going to search your house. Men, search the house.
And so the men started to search the house. And of course, Ivan was a little bit nervous. But he tried to contain himself. And finally, one of the guards went into the closet.
I wonder what this is over here. Oh, look at these fancy jackets and long record. What is that? What they call this? A record Jewish garment. Wait a minute. Something sticking out in that pocket. Let me see. Uh-oh. It's Rojo's wallet. Captain, I found the wallet.
You found the wallet? Yes, let me see. Oh, my goodness. You found the wallet. Okay, I'm sorry, Herschel. You are under arrest.
Now, wait a second. This is a mistake. You got the wrong person. Hello? Hello? I am not the one. You got the wrong guy. Hello? You have the wrong guy. What are you doing?
I'm sorry, sir. We got to put you in these chains.
I didn't do nothing. Why would I want to steal Rojo's wallet? I'm pretty rich myself. I don't need his money, Baruch Hashem. I give tzedakah, I get more money. Hello, what are you doing? You got the wrong guy. Hello?
But of course, they didn't listen. They took him away, and they threw him into the jail of the local jailhouse. And word got to the Chassam Sofer's son, who is now the Rav, which is the Kassav Sofer.
And that's Avraham Shmuel Benyamin.
That's correct. Avraham, is it Avraham? Yes. Avraham Shmuel Benyamin. Yeah, that's correct. I think so. Hope I got it right.
I hope so, too. But you don't have your papers in front of you.
No, I don't. Okay, so anyways, so what ended up happening was as follows. When the Ksav Sefer heard about this, he started thinking,
this is not very good. I don't like what I hear, and I don't like what's going on. I'm sure that Heschler didn't steal it. Somebody else did and framed him. I don't know who it could be. But you know, I better go out and go see all the officials that I know. I'll go to Pest. Yes, the capital city of Hungary. I'll go over there. I'll speak to all my officials.
And sure enough,
he went
to the officials.
One after the other.
And each one said,
I'm sorry. There's nothing that I could do. Rojo is the highest man, and we already got word that he's very upset. Two reasons. One, somebody had the nerve to steal his wallet. And the second thing he's very angry about, that it was a Yid, a Jewish person.
I'm telling you, it's a mistake. He didn't do it. Somebody's framing him. I just don't know who.
But of course, they didn't believe him. And he went on from one official to the other official. And nobody could help him because Rojo was higher than them. Finally, it was Wednesday night. The Kassav Sofer, Rav Avraham Shmuel Binyamin, did not go and get too much sleep. He was oisik to try to help as best as he could. Wednesday night he came. He went to the Beis HaMedrash, and he started to walk back and forth, thinking,
how can I help him? I've tried everything. I've gone here. I've gone there. Ay, ay, ay. What should I do? What should I do? Oy veyes mir. I'm so tired. I haven't slept well for days. Let
me just sit down here in this chair and rest my feet a little bit. I haven't slept much at all, and I'm having a hard time keeping my eyes awake. But I really don't want to go to sleep until I can figure out a way how I could say,
and meanwhile, as much as he tried to stay awake, he fell into a deep sleep by the table. Suddenly, he had a strange dream. In the dream, he saw his father, the Chassam Sofer, Rav Moshe Schreiber. He saw him in his dream. The Chassam Sofer, his father, said,
Avraham Shmuel Binyamin, now is not the time to sleep. You have much more that you can do.
And in his dream, the Kassav Sofer said,
But father, please, I've gone around to every official, and there's no one's able to help. What should I do? What does the Rabbeinu Shalom want? You did not do everything that you can. It is time now to give back. Herschler, he helped so many people. He was so wonderful doing Ben Adam Lechaveroi. He was so careful to care about a fellow Yid. He did such chesed. And you're telling me you don't know what else you can do?
when you did all the Hashtadlis that you can. There is only one that you could turn to, and that's the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Go, my son, go and gather all the Yidden of Pressburg, bring him to the great shul, and daven, say to him, non-stop, until he is rescued.
Yes, you're so right. And with that, he suddenly woke up.
I had to get that in, Rabbi Herbs.
Yes, I noticed. Okay, anyways, so he woke up and he ran and he knocked on the Shamish's door.
Heffen off the tier, open up the door.
What is it? What's the problem? Is there a problem here? Oh, that's the Rav. What's going on? What's the problem?
And he told over what was. And the Shamish said,
sure, I'll go right away. I'm going to get everybody. You'll see. I'll get everybody. I'll wake him up.
And he went from house to house, and he took his little clopper, a little miniature hammer, and he banged on everybody's shutter, windows, and everything. And before you know it, the whole shul was filled with people. And they were saying kapitel after kapitel of Tehillim.
Shir amalas ashreis mi hale
miyukum
imavoy goes tisha.
Everybody was saying Tehillim all over the place. They were mamish going at it strongly, with a lot of kavonas. The morning came. The rooster crowed. They realized it was time for Shacharis. They davened Shacharis. And then again, since they heard nothing of what was going on with Shmulek, who is now called Heshela, so they went over and they continued saying to him. In the morning, when the officials woke up and Roja woke up,
all right, now I want to see this happen here. You understanding? I want to see the hanging. The platform is built?
Yes, sir, the platform is built.
Good, I like that. Okay, now, next thing is, bring the prisoner here. 12 o'clock noon, we are going to hang him.
Excuse me, sir, with all due respect, this is Pressburg, and one of the customs that we have here is that the head judge of Pressburg reads the charges before the person is executed. Do you have a problem with that, sir?
No. I want everybody to hear the charges. I want everybody to know nobody can steal from Rojo. And not just because he's Rojo, because he's one of the highest officials to the king. Of course, you know that, right?
And sure enough, the clock was ticking. 11 o'clock came. And it was now getting closer. 2:12 noon.
All right. Bring him up here. Bring the prisoner here. Come on. Let's go. I'm telling you, you're making a grosser tuif. You're making a very big mistake, you see? I'm not the guilty one. I didn't do this. You got the wrong guy. Hello? Why is anybody listening? Rabbeinu Shel Olam, what's going on? I've been mispalo the whole time I'm in jail. I sat there saying every kapitel to him that I know about pe. I daven, I beg Hashem, please, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, what's going on here?
And suddenly, it was called for the head judge.
All right, head judge, do your thing.
Yes, I will do my thing. Now, let me see. I'm reading here the charges are that money was found in the home of Herschel, a Jew, the rich man, in his car, potter, whatever that means. And, it says in parentheses, jacket, long coat. Anyways, it says here that because it was found in his pocket, he was judged to be the guilty one. With all due respect, Your Honor.
Yes, what is it? Come on, stop with the formalities. The man took my money. It was found in his house. Why don't you just read the charges and let him be hung? It'll be done. Everybody learn a lesson. They cannot steal from me, okay? What's the matter with you?
Well, sir, it seems to me that nobody actually saw him do it. And was there anybody else in the house?
I think so.
Oh, yes, I remember. When we were in the house, there was a servant there. He looked a little nervous, but nonetheless.
Did you question the servant?
What's the difference? The money was there, so he's guilty.
Just a minute.
I think you should question the servant. You know, you just came to this town, but I know this person actually. He's a very honest man. I pretty much doubt he's the guilty party, but, you know, you insist. But before we hang him, I think it's only fair that we should question the servant.
And so they summoned the servant, and they brought him there. And now Ivan was very nervous.
Yes, yes, sir. Is this something they want from me, sir? What is it?
And the judge began to look at him and notice that he was very guilty. So the judge looked at him and said,
"Listen to me very carefully. I can see in your eyes that you're the guilty one. You took the money and you put it in his pocket. Admit the truth, and maybe we'll go lenient with you. Otherwise, you know, this innocent man who took you into his house is going to be hung. And when people find out that it's really you, and you caused an innocent man to be hung, you'll be shamed, and perhaps also hung."
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm a poor man, and I wanted to have riches. My evil inclination got a hold of me. They stole it.
When Rojo, the high official, heard this, he was upset.
What? I almost hung an innocent person? Oh, boy, this is not very good. And it turned out it was not a Jew after all. It was his servant. You try to make a fool from me, hang him instead.
And that's what they did. They hung the Goyish servant, who actually did the stealing, and they let the good tzaddik, Rav Heschela, free. And when he got back to the shul, he told what happened. And from being so sad, there was a big simcha and a big sudas haidah. And they realized that if people help one another, and they do, ben odom chaveroi, you have an extra schus that can protect you from harm. Wow. And also the power of tefillah. When we do all the ishtadlis in the world that we can, and we just turn to our power that Hashem gave us, the power of tefillah. Wow, what we can accomplish.
Wow, great story. Oh, I think we have a few minutes left here to try to take a few phone calls, maybe one or two. Okay, let's see.
Hello, you're on the air. What is your name and what lesson you learned tonight's story? Hello? Hello, hello? Static, I hear. We're having a technical difficulty. Okay, let's try the other call. Hello, you're on the air. What is your name and what lesson do you learn tonight's story? Hello, hello? You see, do you have any difficulty? Hello, you're on the air. What is your name? What lesson do you learn tonight's story?
Me?
Yes, yes, you're on the air.
Everything is...
I can't hear you. Hello?
Everything
is what?
Everything is for a purpose, and Drachmas is Achim even for I buy.
Right.
And be happy.
Right.
Daka.
Right.
Doesn't matter how much money you have.
Right.
Don't lie and don't steal.
Okay, very good, excellent. And have a chorus of type too, right? Okay, thank you very much. Okay, we're going to go now to the next caller. Okay, hello, hello, hello. Okay, we're having a little difficulties. So I think any more phone calls. Okay, so that's it. Okay, until Bez Hashem next week, everybody have a wonderful Shabbos. See you all next week on the radio. No radio, on the teleradio. You know what that is?
I know what you mean, Rabbi. You mean the telephone.
Everyone, this is JRootRadio.com.